This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And thank you to our special sponsors, Iris Software, iris.co.uk. Martin, you saw a great video just recently from Iris, didn't you?
Yeah, what I think people don't understand about Iris is they were ahead of the game for MTD Phase 1 because they were the first software vendor to be listed as approved by the HMRC for MTD filing. And guess what? They're fully prepared for the next. So they've got an MTD webinar on demand that you can catch up with at any time. Rob, where did they go to see this?
It's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. That's Centre for Making Tax Digital for our international listeners. And there's some great stuff there that you need to know to guide you through the whole Making Tax Digital initiative. So iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. Right, Martin?
That's right. So wherever you are in your journey, Iris know that they have the knowledge and tools to help you in the next steps. That's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar.
Welcome to this special section of our show where I interview one of our key partners, and I'm delighted to have with me today Adrian Blair from Dext.
Hello, great to be here.
Adrian, you are CEO. Tell us how you got into that job, a little bit about your journey.
So I've been working in tech for 20 years. I've been initially with Ask Jeeves, which some of your listeners might remember. I then worked for Google. So I went to what was then the competition to Ask Jeeves. I was at Google for the next 6 years in California and then transferred to London. I then joined Spotify in 2010. I then joined Just Eat and became chief operating officer there. And we took it through from being a startup to a FTSE 100 business. And it was after that that I thought, you know what, we've done so many disruptions in the world of consumers, but a lot of things that go on for businesses and particularly small businesses. That was what really excited me about the opportunity at what was then Receipt Bank. And we've obviously, over the last 2.5 years that I've been CEO, we've made huge changes to the company to develop Dext into a multi-product platform that, you know, has all the good stuff that Receipt Bank used to have, but has a whole lot more as well.
You oversaw the rebranding and the move away from Receipt Bank. What prompted that?
Yeah, we've bought a business called Xavier, which is now Dext Precision, that, you know, checks that all your data is correct and gives you more insights into your clients and what the data is telling you. And then, you know, we've just acquired a business called Greenback, and we've now branded that as Dext Commerce. You can't call everything Receipt Bank. That just isn't going to work. So that was the most important reason, was we needed a brand that was a good fit for a kind of multi-product future. The name Receipt Bank itself is somewhat problematic because I would often get people asking me, are you a bank? Yeah. To which the answer is obviously no. I would often get people saying, well, does it work for invoices? Well, actually, most of what we process is invoices. So the word receipt isn't entirely helpful either.
Give us a flavor, Adrian, of the ecosystem of Dext, your reach, your scope, your targets, so that we get a sense of how big Dext actually is.
So we've got over 1.1 million people who use Dext products. Most of those 1.1 million work with clients of our accounting firms that use Dext products. So your typical Dext accounting firm is buying the products to make their firm more productive. Some of our accounting firms who use Dext are using us with thousands of clients. So it varies hugely. We've got about 600,000-700,000 small businesses who are using our software through accounting firms. We've then got another bunch of small businesses who buy software directly from us. And then we've got over 60,000 people using our products. And they're with about 10,500 accounting firms who are subscribing to Dext. And they span UK, Australia, the USA, Canada, France, and South Africa.
That's interesting positioning, because if you look at certain vendors, and we won't name them, but accountants are not always...
You can if you want.
They're not always the hero of the story, are they?
Yeah.
Movements by some general ledger software companies to marginalize the accountants and bookkeepers.
Totally.
And you're not...
Yeah, we are like the antithesis of that. So there's a whole sort of school of thought. And I kind of, you know, having worked at Google for 6 years, I kind of understand how tech visionaries think. AI is amazing. It'll ultimately be able to do everything that accountants do. And so, you know, it's only a matter of time before the bots take over and blah, 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 blah. At Dext, we think human beings have qualities and can do stuff that technology will never be able to do. The most important thing is trust. So, you know, if you're making tough decisions about your business, how many staff am I going to keep on through the pandemic? How do I take advantage of whatever government help is on offer? How do I keep my cash flow under control? What you need is someone you trust who's actually going to give you sensible advice on that stuff. There is no algorithm or AI or push notification or whatever it is that can do that job for a small business owner.
So if I asked you who owns the relationship with the business owner, with the accounting client, you would say the accountant, the bookkeeper, right?
100%, because that trust is so important. So were the folks standing behind the accountant and the bookkeeper saying, look, we're on your side. We want that client relationship that you hold to be more productive, profitable, and powerful for everybody involved.
Has it been a struggle for Dex to remain relevant when so many of the platforms are integrating their own OCR technology and stepping on your toes, if you like?
It's always hard work running a company like this, but you know that's why we're all here, because we're sort of masochists who enjoy that. What we've seen is we're completely differentiated from the sort of solutions that you can get for free through a general ledger. And I don't think anyone, frankly, says any different. If you ask wonderful people at Xero or at QuickBooks, you know, why do so many of their clients use Dex Prepare? They're very clear. You know, it's like it's better for many of their customers than their own free solutions. Yeah. But the thing that matters to your team, to your bookkeepers who are actually doing this stuff every day, is can I rely on it? Or do I have to check everything that it spits out?
Yeah.
With Dex Prepare, you can rely on it. It's more accurate than any human being would be.
A lot of our accounting bookkeeping listeners tell us that they often don't know what voice to listen to. Is it the vendors that are driving their own agenda? Is it the regulatory bodies and professional associations? Might it be networks that they're into?
Yeah.
Could it be the gurus and the experts and the coaches and mentors out there telling
them? No, it's not. It's not them, Rob. No, it's not them.
So, who do you think should have the ear of the accountant? And who is their trusted advisor?
I think the peer networks between accountants and bookkeepers are really, really valuable. I mean, we've employed many accountants now at Dex to help us understand how accountants think and what they need from our software. But I think those peer networks are becoming increasingly important. Mm. We've got our own sort of version of that at Dex called Orange Select. You know, all of our customers have access to, and there's, you know, very lively discussions there about all kinds of topics.
When you look at the accounting firms and the individual accountants out there, you talk about making them successful. What, in your view, makes a professional firm successful?
Valuing your services appropriately. And this is something that, you know, I think accountants often struggle with because they want to help their clients so much. They don't always price their services to, you know, suit the amount of time and energy that they're putting into it. That's where I think technology can really help, because if you're using technology like Dex Prepare for bookkeeping, you actually get really good insight into the productivity of your firm. You know, how much time is it taking your people and how much productivity improvement are you getting?
When you look at the accounting profession, how, and we're in challenging times right now, how well do you feel they've responded as a breed?
Well, I've called accountants and bookkeepers the unsung heroes of the pandemic, and I really believe that. You know, if you look at what accountants and bookkeepers have done to help their clients through the pandemic, to, you know, get on top of their cash flow, to make better business decisions, to take advantage of all the government schemes on offer, you look at the kind of hours that a lot of accountants and bookkeepers have been putting in through this pandemic, you know, just working. I think for the most part, they've really, really risen to the challenge.
For the most part, yes, but there are some accounting firms, some accountants and bookkeepers that haven't quite got it right.
Yeah, what do you think? I think that's right. But one of the silver linings of the pandemic is that basically payments have gone digital. You didn't used to see a lot of shops that said, we don't accept cash, but you see that pretty frequently now, certainly in contactless payments have, you know, massively taken off. Transaction information is available in a very, very rich way. And with technology like machine learning that can actually make sense of what's going on with all those transactions, suddenly it's possible for an accountant to understand what's going on with their clients' businesses more deeply, but also more quickly. And that's the opportunity that I think more accountants could be taking advantage of.
Yeah, but what would you say to accountants that tell you, well, I'm just too busy, Adrian. You're giving me all these data points, all of this information I've got to take in. Mm. It's just too overwhelming.
Yeah. Well, the way I'll put it is, if you were walking from, you know, London to Glasgow.
For our international listeners, that's probably what about...
It's quite a long way. It's quite a long way.
700 miles, yeah.
That distance. If you were like 10 hours into that walk and I came along, you know, with a car and said, look, why don't you drive this up to Glasgow instead? It'll get you there a lot faster.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say to me, well, look, I'm just too busy. I've got this big walk I've got to do. Can you wait till I finish this big walk and, right. And then come and tell me how to drive this thing, because I don't really know how to drive this thing. Dex Prepare can save your people hours every week. Like we've done it. We've looked at how much time it saves. Mm. It can save you 3 hours a week per client, because you're finding bookkeeping inaccuracies in, you know, a few minutes, where previously it would take you ages and you'd have to go through everything manually.
What should be put into that extra time, Adrian, that accountants and bookkeepers should be doing?
The thing that excites me the most is using that extra time to deliver more value-added services to their clients, like giving them more rounded advice on how to run their businesses, getting more proactively involved rather than reactively to help them make better decisions. But, you know, you might choose to do something different with that time. You might say, well, I'll just take on more bookkeeping clients, get more time with my kids. I mean, it's ultimately up to you what you do with time that you've freed up.
So in wrapping up, Adrian, what advice would you give to the accountants, bookkeepers going forward to come out of this pandemic and take advantage of the technology that, say, Dext offers?
Make time to learn about what technology can do for your firm and what technology is going to be the best fit for you and your firm. And, you know, I know it's hard to make time for anything when you're so busy, and you're going to carve out a bit of time to take your firm to the next level. And by doing that, it will reap rewards many, many, many times over.
What makes you excited about the next couple of years in this world?
I think what makes me excited is just seeing the stuff we've talked about for a long time actually become real. You know, as I said, with digital payments, for example, the pandemic has actually accelerated that. But when I hear more examples of, you know, how accountants have really made a difference to their clients and how technology has played a role in that, I get really, really excited.
Yeah. Well, Adrian Blair, CEO of Dext UK, that's been fantastic. Thank you so much for your time and your insights today.
Thanks. Great to be here. Cheers.
This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
It's been a lot of talk recently, Martin, about Docket being acquired by Iris. They've got some super big plans and we are proud to have them as a partner of the show. What's going on over there?
Well, Docket, if you don't already know, is document management, workflow and portal solutions for accounting and tax professionals. They have a demo waiting for you. They have a webinar waiting for you. They have an entire explanation, really, the whole suite available to you. So where do you go? It's dead simple. You go to docket.com, that's docit.com, where you can do any of those things right from their homepage. That's docket.com, docit.com.
Yep, and what I love about their software, it integrates with all the tax, accounting, audit, engagement, and all the other software applications. It's just so sweet to use. So docket.com, go to it.